Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Melissa Enan in with us this morning representing the local scouts. We're going to talk about a project that they are doing, a community service project that they're working on here this weekend. Traditionally, they get out in the springtime to help out those that need a little bit of assistance. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it. Scouting for food. Going to do that this weekend. Was that earlier scheduled?
It was. Due to the weather, we had to postpone. We like to try and have a good turnout and do our best, so we decided we better wait, and we chose a good day. That tomorrow's going to be awesome, so we should have a good turnout.
Yeah, weather should be pretty good for that, unlike the rest of April, which has been
yes.
kind of iffy, but
yes.
you know, it is what it is. This is a program, a project that you guys have done for a number of years, right?
Yes, we participate every year. It's one of our main good turns. It's actually done nationally. Second Saturday in April is typically when it is. Some areas do they go out the week before and put out little flyers on the doorknobs and things, but we kind of modified that a little bit. The News Telegraph will stuff the little flyers for us and distribute those. It's hard to get everybody together twice, so we found that works well for us. So
very good. Always good to have partners to help out with something
like
that.
It is. It is.
And when we said scouting for food, the local scouts, and you're thinking, well, by golly, there's like Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts. The answer is yes, all
yes,
of the above.
All of them help us. Yep, we partner all together. We've done that for several years, too. And so we get a good turnout from the Girl Scouts and the Cub Scouts, and then, of course, the older Boy Scouts. So we have, and parents, too. We need drivers to cover all the town. So it's a pretty, we get a lot of people involved.
I was going to say, there's got to be a lot of volunteer effort in something like that, because there's a lot of territory to have to cover in something like this. Mom and Dad are opening up the back of that tailgate quite a few times, hopefully,
yes.
putting bags and boxes in there.
Yes.
Is that what you're looking for, then, really, for folks to be aware of, as this will be happening? So if you have items that you would like to donate, bag them, box them, and leave them out?
Yes, they can do that. We have the city divided up with little maps, so we give each driver a little area to cover. They do go out and knock on some doors as well, but if the food is just sitting out, we'll just grab it and go, and that's great too, either way. We just try to get as much food as we can. It all goes to the food pantry here. I know that's a question a lot because it's a nationwide council thing. Our food goes directly to the food pantry, so we like that too.
It's coordinated nationally.
Yes.
It's a good PR thing nationally, but also it catches local because everything just stays right here with
right.
the local pantries. Yeah, that just makes sense. It
yes.
would be difficult to be trucking that stuff all over the place.
It
if
would.
It were money, it would be one thing, but
yes.
stuff is a little different. I guess that begs the question then, too. What if someone knocks on the door and I'm thinking, gosh, I don't want to go through my pantry right now and I forgot. Can I just give you some money instead?
You absolutely can. We take all that and give to the food pantry as well, and then there are certain items that they can buy that they use that money for, and they do appreciate that. Meat, I think, is one of the things they use cash donations for, so they put it all to good use.
Yeah, mostly non-perishable items are what they're looking for.
Yes, actually all.
Yeah.
We can't take anything. We can't take anything that's expired either. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people get confused about that, and it all has to be good food that can be used right now.
What kind of feedback do you get from the food pantry when you do this?
Oh, they love it. We always get a great thank you letter every year. This time of year, they don't get as many donations. You know, holidays are a big time, so they greatly appreciate. We stock them again for several months with this food drive. Last year, we donated 1,829 items.
Oh,
so
wow.
Plus the cash. I didn't have that number right at the top of my head, but
is that pretty much an average for you?
It we got 2,000 some,
mm-hmm.
but usually right around there, 1,800 between 1,600 and 2,000 probably. Just depends on the day. It should be good weather, so hopefully we'll find a lot of people yeah. out and about and home this time.
Well, that's pretty good, but there's always room for improvement.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we always like to beat our records.
Well, we got to get these skinny little kids built up a little
Absolutely.
Bit. Make them work a little bit. Lift those boxes
Absolutely.
Of cans.
Absolutely. They get heavy, too.
Well, I'm sure they do. So you collect all these. This has got to take you the better part of the day.
Well, actually, we've got it down pretty good. We start at 10
mm-hmm.
And then go till about noon, 12:30.
Wow.
So they all go out and do their thing. We have it streamlined because we have to count the items. We report those back to our council. So each car driver usually is the one who sacks the items in 10 a sack and then ties them shut. So when they unload them, they get back to the food pantry. They unload them all through the door. One of the adults counts as they bring them in, and then the food pantry takes over and They separate everything, so we get her done pretty quick.
Count the bags, multiply by 10, you know exactly what you have.
Yes,
you guys have done this more than once, haven't you? Now, are all the scouts participating? Is it a mandatory thing, or do they volunteer?
No, it's volunteer. Some of them, you know, today kids are so busy. They've got all kinds of stuff, and I know we've already had a few that have said they're not going to be able to help, but it's all voluntary. But they understand the importance of it, too. That's one of the things we try to teach them. You know, being a scout, we're pretty fortunate. Most families, pretty fortunate. And it's good to help those who need a little assistance once in a while. It's a good life lesson for them, too.
Well, parents of the scouts, as you already mentioned, do assist in this effort, too. There are plenty of former scouts that have grown up and moved on, not necessarily left town, but, you know, moved on in life.
Yes.
Did they ever jump in and want to help out?
Well, we find that they maybe donate more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have that personal knowledge of the units and what we do. So typically, if we need help and we ask, this community is awesome. They will jump right in, and they're so supportive of all of our functions, actually. And this isn't any exception. We get great support.
Well, you are obviously involved because you have young ones that have been involved, too. So there are a lot of folks that are still involved in scouting. It's still very alive and well. How do folks get their young people involved in scouting locally?
Well, they start right now, actually, there's a new program for kindergartners called Lions, and that's where it all starts. Before that, it was first grade, and they usually have a sign-up in the school, and that's in the fall. And that's how they can join. They send some things home with the families, and then they can they send those things back. And anytime anybody wants any information, they can call any of the leaders or ask one of their buddies who's a scout, and we'll get them fixed up because we like to have them join us in our group.
You bet. What are some of the benefits of scouting?
Well, I think it teaches them good citizenship, first of all. I think sometimes that falls to the wayside a little bit with all the other things that they have to be learning. Teaches them to be good leaders, stand up for what you believe in, and time management, deadlines, that's sometimes a hard lesson they learn the first time, and then after that, they see they miss an event or something, and then they understand the importance of that. So deadlines are something I think they learn well. Cooking, you know, even life skills, cooking, first aid, there's just pretty much anything in life you do, you could learn a good amount in scouting that would help apply.
Achievement. I mean, they wear it right there on their chest.
Yes, that is true.
So they get to show off a little bit proudly when they accomplish certain things.
Yes.
So, and we've had a good number of Eagle Scouts over the years.
We have.
Here in our area.
We have. I think, let me think. In our troop, I believe we're up in the 50s now. 50-some,
wow.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a lot in a little town.
It is. We have good leadership, actually. I think that has a big role in it to keep them encouraged. And we've already had one this year so far, and we've got two coming up this month, one this month and one next month. So we'll have three more here pretty quick.
That's awesome. I thought you said these kids were busy doing other things. Apparently they're focused.
They are. That's one beauty about scouting is that you don't have to go every time. You know, sometimes school activities are, you just can't miss, you know, and that's good. It teaches them that's important, but they kind of have to prioritize, and they can make up what they miss and do some work on their own. And scouting is very flexible, so that's a good thing.
Understand commitments, you betcha.
Yes.
And figure out how you make all those work for you. Very good.
Yep.
All right, well, circling back again to the can opportunity, the can drive tomorrow. So the thing for people to be thinking about is what do you, we all have stuff in there that we probably just don't need. We overpurchased or whatever. The friends didn't show up for the party. I don't know, you know, extra stuff we have sitting around. So
yep.
If you're not going to use it, or even if you are and you just want to see in your heart to donate that to someone who is in need, families that are in need, then just get that stuff out on the stoop to make it a little bit easier, I guess, just by 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Yes. Yep. We head out at 10 o'clock. So just shortly after that, we'll be out in the neighborhoods.
Okay, excellent. Well, very good. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. If you want to make their job easier, bag it up 10 items at a time.
That's true. That's true.
That would be even easier. That would be awesome.
Oh, and I did want to mention, too, we do our best to get to every door. Sometimes, you know, they run out of time or, there's other commitments like we talked about. So if you do have a donation and it's missed, please don't hesitate. I can give you my phone number right now, or it's 254-2689. And please call, and either a scout or an adult will come and get your donation, because we do appreciate it very much. And there were some people who set food out 2 weeks ago, and we had a couple parents that picked some things up. So if you set it out, it didn't get stolen. We did get it. So
You did scout around just in case.
Yes, the weather got bad and there was stuff sitting out, yeah. So they grabbed it.
All right, very good. So you know that those donations are going to the right folks. Excellent. Well, we appreciate the community's generosity and appreciate all that the scouts do to help make this just a little bit better place to live. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks again.